Glad to hear it.
Hey, real quick, with John Gruden, you know, to me, it just looks like that's a disaster waiting to happen. And I almost get the impression that maybe he bought into himself a little bit with what he had going on with Monday Night Football. And, you know, I mean, I think the Raiders are just the tradition was with that program. I don't know. To me, it looks like a disaster waiting to happen. And I've always kind of looked at him like he was the love child of Sergeant Carter and the girl from the Terminator movies, Linda Hamilton. And, look, he looks like he always smells something. He just has to look like he smells something foul on him.
You know, Scott, honestly, you know, what I've always thought about him, I've always thought he's a phony. Do you remember when he was explaining how he used to practice the Clint Eastwood eye stare? I mean, that's when I first felt, okay, you are a phony.
Yeah.
But I agree with everything you said. If you've listened to the show for any time, Scott, I was never in favor of this. I could never understand. Remember every time a coaching opening came up, a college pro, they would bring up Gruden. I would say, you know, what the hell is the matter with you people? The guy hasn't coached in a million years. When he did coach, he stunk. I mean, you know, he inherited the keys to a Lamborghini from Tony Dungy, won one title, and then the whole Tampa Bay program was in decline. I mean, you know, I didn't get it. And I honestly, Scott, I'm still leaning toward your viewpoint. I still think my instant gut reaction is John Gruden has no clue what he's doing, and I almost expect he's going to blow this entire draft.
Well, let me ask you this, Walker, and I agree 100%. I think he's a fraud. But even when he had that good season, good couple seasons there with the Raiders, I never saw him develop NFL talent. All I saw him was take seasoned veterans and just kind of win with those guys. But has he ever proven he can take, you know, new young NFL talent and develop it into? I don't know. I've never seen that.
In all honesty, Scott, no one would have, because all he's been is a TV guy.
Yeah, I know he. Well, let me ask you another question. What's going to happen with the Miami Dolphins? Why have they just seemed to struggle and struggle? I've always been perplexed why they can't get that, you know, become like a wild card team.
Yep. Well, I mean, obviously another coaching change. You bring in Brian Flores, who's already bringing in Chad O'Shea from the Patriots to be his OC. You know, the Miami beat writers, Armando Seguero, others, are all suggesting that the Miami Dolphin plan, and we lost Scott, but I'll answer it for you off air, Scott, that the Miami Dolphin plan is to tank. That the reason that Adam Gase was fired is that Adam Gase wanted to win now. He was not in line with their plan to tank. I have never heard that discussed as openly by beat writers of an NFL team prior to the start of an NFL season. We hear rumors or suggestion of tanking sometimes in the last 2 or 3 weeks, John, but we seldom, if ever, have heard teams discuss tanking prior to a season. And openly, the prime beat writers that cover the team openly stating that the Miami plan is to tank, and that the reason Adam Gase was let go is that he was not in line with the plan. He wanted to win now.
Yeah, God forbid. A head football coach wants to win football games.
Right.
I mean, that's just so mind blowing. I just think it shows that Stephen Ross truly has no idea what he's doing, and he hasn't for a very long time. They can never stick to a plan. They can never stick to a philosophy or way they want to do things. They're constantly just trying to find out ways to catch up with the Patriots, but you have to stick to a plan. You have to come up with an identity of who you want to be and move forward with that. And they just can't ever seem to do that. And I think until they finally do that, they're going to just live in this world of mediocrity at best.
Well, and here's the other thing. You know, I've often said this. Of all the things a potentially talented or a talented young quarterback give your franchise, the first and most important of those things, four-letter word, hope. They give the downtrodden hope. The Cleveland Browns have been the laughingstock of the National Football League for a quarter century because they have not had a quarterback who could play the game. And when they drafted Baker Mayfield, the biggest thing that Baker Mayfield gave that whole team, that whole community, he gave them hope that maybe things could be better. Deshaun Watson gave Houston hope. Carson Wentz gave Philly hope. Patrick Mahomes gave Kansas City hope. Because they had none when they had Alex Smith. They knew it.
They knew they had a ceiling.
Right. They knew they had a ceiling. Exactly. That's what these guys can give their franchise, and that's why it's so important. And so when the Miami Dolphins apparently are indicating that for another year they're going to pass on quarterbacks and wait until the following year, then you're asking a lot of your fan base. I'll tell you that. You're asking a lot of your fan base to sit there and I don't know. I mean, if you believe that the thing has gotten so bad that necessitates total reconstruction, total teardown, total rebuild. I don't know. First of all, I don't like the sound of it. All right?
No, I don't either.
From a competitive standpoint, I don't like the sound of any of that. I don't like the sound of the fact that you got rid of a guy who wanted to win. Who wanted to win now. As you said, winning now is sort of the goal. Winning is the goal.
Right. It doesn't matter when you want to do it. Winning is the goal. That's why you play. As Herm Edwards once said, you play to win the game.
I just find the whole Miami situation incredibly strange. And now I'll allow for this possibility, I guess. The possibility that they're just lying. You know, that maybe when it actually comes time for action, maybe they make some unexpected move on a quarterback. Maybe they're trying to sell everybody this notion that they have no intent on doing that just so that they can do it. You know, I mean, the whole draft process is liar's poker.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what I'll hope for, but the problem with that is then why they get rid of Gase.
Exactly.
And again, the guys who are writing this, these aren't like newbies to the beat in Miami. These are the most respected beat writers for the Miami Dolphin football organization who are saying this. The very most respected guys are saying that Miami has this plan to lose, to tank, and that they're not going to go after a quarterback this year.
I just don't understand. It's not my thought process. It just doesn't make any sense to me why you'd be willing to throw in the towel on a season when they have, I mean, they don't have a ton of talent on that team, but there are some individual pieces, and you're willing to just waste a year of their careers so you can hope that you get a quarterback next year.
You know, the most interesting element of Flores and O'Shea, and by the way, there was a thought that had Josh McDaniels left the Patriots, that the Patriots would have promoted Chad O'Shea to offensive coordinator. So he was coveted. He was coveted, but I think somewhat surprisingly, Josh McDaniels is still in New England, which I'm sort of stunned by. Because to me, when these eight, nine, however many it was, coaching openings became available, if I was one of those franchises, the first guy I want is McDaniels. To me, he was guy number one. And to see him still out there, Mike McCarthy's still out there. To see McDaniels still out there and still with the Patriots is very surprising to me. But the bottom line is the Dolphins get a guy in O'Shea who it would appear that the Patriots were ready to promote had McDaniels moved on. So I think that says something good for the Dolphins. And in Brian Flores, they get a play caller for the defense, for the Patriots defense. And everyone knows Belichick's involved in that, but Flores was the play caller for the defense. In the big games, and he sounds like a sharp guy, but you know, we haven't seen a ton of these Belichick guys go off and have success.
Right. But I think the biggest thing that shows faith and promise in Flores is the fact they gave him a guaranteed 5-year contract. And so they're like, okay, we know that you might have a couple, you know, rough years here, that they're not going to, you know, cut bait on him next year or the year after that they're willing to give him 5 years.
Well, it shows faith that they believe it, but we should point out that up till now, previously, they've proven they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. But, you know, you always hope that maybe there's a change, that something is going to give at some point, that you have to start somewhere to get out of this constant state of mediocrity that the Miami Dolphins are in.
Until then, it's the faith of the stupid.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a very good point.
I mean,
yeah.
I will say this. I think that the immediate plus for Miami is that you get two guys who know every single element of what the Patriots do.
And they might take even more coaches out of there as well when they try to fill out that staff.
But that's important in that division. Those two guys know where all the bodies are buried. They know the secrets. They know the personnel. They know everything they do schematically on both sides of the football. Mm-hmm. No one knows it better than them. And if you don't think that's important, then I would suggest you go back to remember that the top's never been close to the bottom. What separates these teams in the NFL is really so slight. Go back to the regular season where the Patriots played two crappy football teams in Detroit and Tennessee and got blown out by both of them, in large part because the coaches from those two teams were familiar intimately with the Patriots and what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it also helps is the fact that Miami's been an absolute house of horrors for Brady and Belichick over the years. That just seems to be the one place whenever they go down to Miami, it's always either a tough game or for some reason the Dolphins can pull it out. They can't win a ton of games in Miami, but a lot of times they can beat the Patriots down there for some reason.
Well, and again, I think that's the biggest positive I can see about this right now, because let me get Nashville guy in here before the break. Nashville guy.
How are you?
Nashville guy. Hey, Nashville guy, appreciate you getting in.
Yes. All right, you know I'm a Missouri guy, and talking the draft, I know Drew Locke's probably our best player. He may be a starter. Just had a quick question in your opinion on two of the other guys, the Hall guys. Emmanuel Hall, our wide receiver, I'm just curious where you saw him going. I don't know about him. I mean, he was really good in college, and he can blow by and blow the top off defenses, but I'm kind of concerned when he gets in these real good press coverages that can run fast in the NFL.
You're 100% right. What he is, at least collegiately, he's a bigger receiver who's fast in a straight line. And that's primarily how he was used. You know, what we're going to have to find out, Nashville guy, is how he actually tests. Is that just a college thing, or does he have legitimate long speed? Now, he's not a polished route runner. You know, he clearly needs to get better in getting a clean release and working on his route running and those type of things. He also has to prove he can stay healthy, which I think he'll be red flagged for. So, you know, I think that's what's going to be interesting.
That's the next thing I was
going to
say. He didn't exactly picture a health at Missouri, but I think maybe he could be an NFL guy, but maybe like a wide receiver 3 kind of guy. It's going to take time to develop, running the short routes and stuff, because he was just used as a straight line fast guy in Missouri. Yeah. And it worked there, but it won't work in the NFL.
Right, and I think that as far as Locke is concerned, you know, Locke is going in round one. I think that there's a chance it's the top half of round one. It just depends how it falls. And there's a little less need at that position perhaps this year than there normally is, in part because so many NFL teams already have young quarterbacks. But I think that when you look at it, you're talking about Haskins is going to be is likely going to be quarterback one unless somebody actually does fall in love with Kyler Murray. Murray is the one who's still a little bit of the wild card in terms of where he could go. And then you're going to have Locke and Daniel Jones fighting for that next spot. Personally, I would take Locke.
I like to hear that. I definitely would, too. And then I guess my last question, and I know you're getting close to a break, is I know we got a linebacker. He's pretty good tackling linebacker in Terrez Hall, too, but I'm not sure that he's going to make the cut because he's out of position a lot.
Yeah.
But he's one of the better tackling linebackers in the SEC. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch him or not. It is Missouri. But just curious on that, and Walt, I'll let you go. Have a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, National Guy. I appreciate it. Yeah, you're looking at a late-round draft pick with him. He does make tackles, but as you say, he's also a guy who is sometimes out of position, false steps. I think you're looking at a later pick. Before we get a break, let me tell you about my friends at Optinose, Earth's Creations. You know, John, I went up to Earth's Creations. It's in Traveler's Rest, right? Uh-huh. And Traveler's Rest is sort of a small, little community, really cool place. But I was thinking that I was visiting like a vitamin store. That's what I was thinking I was visiting.
Right.
I get up there, John. This place is endless. Endless. I did not understand that they were the manufacturer of their products. It goes on and on and on and on, like hundreds of thousands of square feet. It's just it's an unbelievable business. And I visited the lab. The lab. I'm sitting here in Twin Peaks, right? The lab is this big.
Really?
The lab, and it's all white. I mean, everything in it is white. It's like I've never felt so uncomfortable in a place in my life. You know, I was like, you didn't want to touch anything.
Right,
you
yeah.
And you couldn't. They made you put a mask on, hat on, all these deals. This is who Earth's Creations are. But we're here to talk about one product in particular. It's Optinose. I met with the whole family up there, Donald, his family, great people, family-run business. It's, as I said, amazing state-of-the-art facility that had a chance to tour, 40 years experience. I even met with the scientists. It's amazing. But Optinose is a magical product. Many of you know nitrous oxide products. And there are many of those to choose from, but Optinose is so more advanced. It is genetically engineered to work on a genetic level. It will improve your stamina. It will improve your workouts. Bottom line is it will give you bigger muscles. Fact. All right. Optinose is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your physique. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein that we consume for muscle building. This is one of the problems. We don't have official we don't have a useful way to use our proteins. And we're inefficient as a mechanism. And what Optinose does is it allows you to improve that efficiency. So instead of your body naturally using only 10 to 25% of the protein that you consume, with Optinose, you'll use over 70% of the protein that you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being wasted as fuel. Optinose works on a genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy and stores proteins directly into your muscle tissues. Optinose combines muscle building with increased endurance. This combo gets you back into shape faster. The clinical studies prove it. You'll work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. Gain real lean muscle. Increase stamina. Improve your physique faster. You'll look good. You'll feel great. You'll improve your recovery time. It's for men and women. It's all natural. It's proven safe in clinical study after clinical study. This is Optinose. Here's what you do. You go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. You get yours today. It's the world's leading nitric oxide booster and muscle builder. there are actually foreign government armies who have contacted them because they want Optinose for their armies.
Now, that's pretty cool.
I mean, trust me when I tell you this. Call them. Go to the website, upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com. Get your order in. You will thank me later. And as always, consult your physician before beginning any program. Quick break. Knowles fan, you're up first. We get back.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
If you don't need snow to have an adult snow day, just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, a hero's work is never done.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Waltham, Tulip Road Rage, we're at WCCP 105.5. We're live from George Coleman Ford. Live from Twin Peaks. And the reason is we just spent time talking about a George Coleman Ford review during the break that I'm going to tell you about right now. But we're actually at Twin Peaks. There are no vehicles in here at all. It's a 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high definition monitors. All right, now I'm telling you about George Coleman Ford. You know, I was just reading this review, Ronan, when we were coming back on air. This is a brand new review. Somebody just wrote this. This is a little bit of a different review, but it tells you who George Coleman Ford is. All this guy wrote was this. In capital letters, he wrote, "I was not dragged through unnecessary and time-wasting procedures to try and entrap me into making a decision out of frustration. They asked what I wanted, what were my needs, and then proceeded to take me down that path. Not a rabbit hole of unwanted services and expensive add-ons. It was a great experience." So this guy is a little different. This guy beats to a little different drummer, you know, and has a little bit different way of saying things. But essentially what he's saying in a alliterative way is he's saying that George Coleman Ford does not try and mislead you. You know, they are straightforward in what they do. They're not trying to drag you into anything. They're basically asking what you want, and then they're helping to provide that. And you want to know what? That's why for 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been the best in the business. The best in the business. It's why they'll still be here in another 90 years from now, because they care about you. That's what all these reviews have in common. You know, again, this guy didn't actually outright say it, but that's what the inference is. And that's what the real meaning behind what he said is that they care about you. For 90 years, George Coleman Ford has cared about you. No document fees, no dealer fees ever. Let me get to Knowles fan. Knowles fan, what's going on, Knowles fan?
Wow, thank you, sir, for letting me get in.
Thank you for getting in.
Yeah, sir, I wanted to call and just talk a little about Florida State recruiting. I know you haven't had a chance to, you know, go over it yet, but I was going to ask, you know, with your sickness, you know, you being up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning watching football, maybe you could throw on some recruiting from Florida State this weekend, and maybe we can chat about it next week, you know, while you're up.
Yeah, we can do that.
All hours of night.
Yeah, yeah, we could do that.
But I just kind of want to know kind of your quick thoughts on it, because we're getting a lot of hate on Willie Taggart for not signing a quarterback in this class, and a lot of fans are becoming divided on everything. And
well, it's two classes
in a row.
And
I look at it as, yeah, two classes in a row, but you can't really throw last year's class in there, in my opinion. I mean, he got in December. I mean, it's hard to recruit in 3 months, in my opinion, but.
How many major college football teams have not signed a quarterback for a period of 2 consecutive classes? I was thinking that earlier today. I don't know that anyone has the answer to that, but I'm guessing it's just you.
Power Five, I think we're one of the few that, I mean, doesn't even have one on the roster, I believe, a top quarterback. Because I don't believe they consider James Blackman a top quarterback. I think he was a 3-star or something when he actually came to Florida State. So,
right.
So, I mean, I don't think it's in shambles. I mean, because what we went after was offensive line. We got 5 offensive linemen plus 1 JUCO coming in. That's 6 offensive linemen total. I mean, and we got, you know, 3 linebackers, I believe 4 defensive backs. I mean, we went after what we needed, Walt. I mean, am I looking at that right, or should I be worried? I mean,
I think you're looking at it right. How big a shock was it to the Florida State Nation that that you lost out on the kid to Maryland?
Oh, it was a big shock. It was a big shock. Because he just got offered, I believe, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. And we offered him last year, but I think what happened is we stopped messing with him when Sam Howell was our commitment, because we kind of promised behind the scenes Sam Howell was going to be our guy. Well, you know what happened to us on early signing day? He went to North Carolina. Then you start recruiting this guy two more, you know, out of nowhere. You know, how would you feel? I don't know, Walt. I mean, I'm just saying, you haven't talked to me for months, and now all of a sudden you want me to come to your team. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I kind of don't hold that too much. I think the staff learned something on that, in my opinion, and don't commit. Don't put all your eggs in a basket.
Well, I can just tell you what I think. I can't tell you. Listen, the patience of the Florida State fans, you know, even a year ago with Taggart was, I thought, lacking. And I think it's probably even more true now. So my belief is that I think Taggart can coach. I think he can turn that program back around. I think that Briles is going to bring your offense back to life big time.
And nobody's really giving them any credit for that huge hire. No Florida, I mean, well, some of the Florida, like, it's a divided fan base. Like, I'm for it, but I mean, that's a huge hire, is it not, Walt? I mean, going out and getting Kendall Briles, that's a big deal.
It is to me. I think there are people who don't understand that. I viewed Briles, to my way of thinking, as one of the hottest commodities in college football. Now, that may not be true from an open market standpoint because, you know, Briles was viewed to come with baggage and maybe other schools weren't willing to take that step. But the two schools on a lower level that were willing in Florida Atlantic and in Houston were richly rewarded for bringing Kendall Briles in, as I think will Florida State be if the fan base can just be patient enough to wait it out. But, you know, you're going to have to be willing to do that.
Oh, I agree 100%. And some of us are. I'm all for it because I think we're going to be a little better this year. You know, I think he's headed in the right direction. I mean, and he's going after the right pieces, in my opinion. I mean, it'd be different if we signed two offensive linemen in this class. I mean, we signed a top 15 class with the worst record in 36 years at Florida State. I mean, that has to be saying something, but people just overlook it, in my opinion. I don't understand it. But just do me a favor, Walt. Just look over, if you can, just the offensive linemen this weekend, and I'll call back in next weekend, and let's just see maybe if we're headed in the right direction, if you don't mind.
All right, sounds good, Mills fan. I appreciate it. He's hoping when he calls back in that I don't give him the same scouting report I gave him on Alec Eberle years ago. When I came on air after reviewing the Florida State class, and I said, I don't get it. I said, I don't get it. I said, I can't understand how Florida State can possibly be recruiting this kid. I said, he's not a big-time college athlete at the center position, and he struggled his whole career. And I warned about him back when he was in high school. I didn't understand it. And yeah, look, listen, my read on Willie Taggart is I think he gets it. I think he gets it from a culture standpoint, from a discipline standpoint. I think he's openly expressed admiration for what Dabo Swinney has done at Clemson and how he's done it, and a desire to be able to replicate some of that. I'm not sure what there is to like. Jimbo Fisher left him a disaster.
I think that's the biggest part of it.
An absolute disaster, and he's trying to fix it. It can't be fixed overnight. I know some of you people believe in magic, but there is no magic. You know, this is real life, and in real life, you have to work at fixing things. It just doesn't come that easily, John.
No, I agree with you. I think no one understood how bad it was at Florida State except for Jimbo Fisher, which is why he got out exactly when he did. And he left them absolutely nothing. And I think that Willie Taggart has just a much bigger hill to climb than people realize. And it's going to take more than 1 or 2, 3 years. It's a complete and total rebuild at one of the premier football programs in the country. And it's, Florida State hasn't had to go through a lot of this, but I think Jimbo Fisher just completely ran that thing right into the ground from a culture standpoint.
I think Briles is really going to speed it up. I think that's going to be his area. I mean, this offense needs life. I mean, look, wide receivers haven't made plays at Florida State in years.
Since Kelvin Benjamin was there.
Right. And I think you're going to start to see that, right? The Benjamin Green period. All right, here's what we'll do. Before we get out of here, let me tell you about my friends at Priority One. Look, they do security right. They protect us at the station. They're great people, first of all. But when it comes to protecting your family from a technology standpoint, tip of the spear, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, I don't know what more you could want. 288-1400. We're done. We're live at Twin Peaks. Come see us. Clemson Lady Tigers basketball now.
so long for what seems like all my life. I scaled the wall and it's clear, it's now do or die. They say it's fantasy, they say you'll never be. Think what you want.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto.